Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Kevin Lee.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah!
Let's go! Yo!
How old are you?
I'm 25.
What is your talent? What do you do?
I do magic.
We love magic.
Then you must be in the right place, because magic is magic on this show. YAGT.
I grew up watching this show with my family, and it helped bond us, it helped connect us, and I hope I can share the same joy with other families watching.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Go ahead, young man.
Thank you. It's thought that we each have a set of core memories that define who we are. Of course, photos help capture these memories. Judges, I have a few photos of us here. Simon, Heidi, Sophia, Howie, Terry, and myself to help take a mental snapshot of this moment right here. We share a lot of the same core memories, mostly from our childhood, like pulling your first all-nighter, your first crush. These images represent core memories we tend to all experience. Let's unlock some of them together now. Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
I'd like you to take out one of these pictures for me.
Yes.
They're all different.
Don't look at it just yet.
Okay.
Heidi, I'm gonna close my eyes. Can you show the photo to everybody? Show the judges, show the world. And when you're done, Heidi, hide the photo, put it away. And everyone, just do your best to vividly remember all the details about it.
Yes.
Heidi, hold out your index finger for me. This is gonna help out a lot. Okay, go like this. ET phone home. I'm seeing a screen, not a small screen like a phone. This is larger. I'm smelling something buttery.
Whoa.
Judges, in the photo. Are you all eating popcorn at the movie theater?
No!
Sophia, can you pretend you're placing a piece of popcorn on my hand? Oh, that's a popcorn kernel. Watch closely. Don't blink. That wasn't popped. Simon, what do you see inside the box?
Nothing.
We'll take the kernel, place it inside, and heat it up a bit. Can you cup your hands for me? We tend to focus a lot on the future, that sometimes we forget about all the memories that made us who we are today. Let's rewind the hands of time even more. Judges, let's all go back.
Whoa!
Aww, it's us!
Look how cute you all are! Even Simon! These kids! Especially me, would have never dreamed we'd all be here together. This memory we've made here tonight will forever be a part of us, and I am just forever grateful. Thank you.
Heidi.
I love your magic. I love your magic. I love you. But I have to say, my favorite was when this kernel was coming out of your eyeball. I mean, it was like, it was kind of disgusting, but it was so cool. I loved it.
Thank you.
Sophia,
You know, it's amazing to see you now so emotional, because when you were doing your show, you were so in control. You looked like you were like so present, everything. It was spectacular.
Thank you.
Simon, you're just good and you're cool and you're different. We've seen a lot of magic over the years, but you did something different. I could tell how much this means to you, which I think is amazing. And you're slick, and you're Vegas, and you're very us, and I really like you.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, the story that you tell, the image of a little boy sitting in his home with his family and his parents watching America's Got Talent, and then years later, not only being on that spot that you watched, but rising to the occasion and rising above that occasion. I think you just had a career and life-changing performance.
Thank you.
Let's vote. It's a yes from me. Heidi?
It's a yes from me.
Sophia?
Yes.
You now have 4 yeses.
Let's go! Thank you.
But that thing with the
that
eye.
The thing with the eye was so crazy.
It was so nasty. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was scared there was going to be popcorn coming out of your eyes.
I'll just share it with you next time.
I love you, Kevin.
Wow.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Bryn Cummings, and I'm a ventriloquist.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
Where are you from?
We're from Pawpaw, Michigan.
How did you get into doing this? How did you know you could do this?
I remember seeing Darcy Lynn on AGT, and that inspired me. I literally looked at my parents as soon as I saw it, and I went, that's what I'm gonna do.
Aww. So. And look at you now, right here in front of us. That's amazing. What are you going to do if you win $1 million?
I mean, it's a big thing, but probably I'd like to follow in Darcy's footsteps and start touring, to get like a tour bus. And I also really want a bearded dragon.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're ready. Go ahead.
All right, Penelope, it's our big moment. Are you ready for me to cue the music? I don't want to sing anymore. What? This is what we've practiced for weeks.
I've been thinking about it, and it's been done. They want to see something else, something new.
But we haven't practiced anything else. What's your plan?
I've got it! Mentalism!
Mentalism?
Wait, what?
I don't mind, Reed. Quit playing around. Let's just sing the song. Trust me. Take me down to the judges. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Woo!
She's so good.
She is good.
I have a bad feeling about this. Oh, stop worrying. Seriously, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It's okay, we'll use a deck of cards.
Check your pocket. Wait, what?
Ta-da! Heidi,
yes.
I'd like you to cut the deck one time. Howie, I'd like you to take the top card.
All right.
Then look away and close your eyes. Show me the card. I will send my thoughts to Drin using my brilliant mental powers.
What do I do now? Just concentrate. What comes to mind? A migraine.
Drin!
Okay, I'm focused. I see. I think it's black.
That's it. Keep thinking.
It's a club. Is it the 7 of clubs? Open your eyes. Oh my gosh! What?
That's amazing. That's crazy.
Judges, in a moment, we're going to go back on stage. That as we do. Sophia.
Hi.
Please take out any item from your purse, but keep it hidden for now.
Okay.
Simon, please turn out into the audience and grab an object. Any object from anyone. Yep, in the audience. And judges, don't let us see what you picked. Do not let us see what you picked.
I'll give it back.
Let's make this a little more interesting. Terry, can you bring out the blindfold? Terry, inspect the blindfold. Hold it up to the light. Can you see through it?
No, I can't.
Perfect. Please put it on the ring.
Okay.
Make it nice and tight. Nice and tight. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Terry. You can go. You can leave now. Thank you so much. You're gonna figure out what objects the judges are holding. Sophia, hold your object up into the air. Drin, clear your mind. So Drin, what do you see?
I see it's a food. It has some sugar in it. It might be like a good treat. Maybe you leave it when Santa comes. Is it a cookie?
Sophia, what was your object?
It's an oatmeal cookie!
Oh my gosh!
Since you're doing so well, you're gonna try this one solo.
Penelope, come on, I need your help.
Fine, here's a clue. Simon's object can fit inside of this room. Penelope, come on.
Wait, I'm getting something. It's an accessory. You might wear it on your you wear it on your wrist. Is it an Apple Watch?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Thank you, everyone!
That's amazing.
It's so great to see you right up close, how good you're doing it. I loved it.
Thank you so much.
This is the season of mashups. The fact that you did magic or mentalism and ventriloquism at the same time, you're amazing, young
lady. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
I loved it too, because you really figured out like a perfect little act for yourself. You're part comedian too. I thought it was a lot of fun. Well done.
Thank you so much.
When did you realize that you have magic powers?
When I was about 9 years old, I would say.
That's cool. You are so talented, so charming. People are gonna root for you. You did something we've never seen before. And for me, you never want to see the same thing again, but not quite as good. You want to see it better or different, and that's what you did.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to vote. Sophia.
I'm going to give you your first yes.
Second yes.
Third yes.
Four yeses!
She did it! She did it! Oh my goodness. Oh. Oh my goodness. Brynn, tell me what you're feeling right now.
This is the best moment of my life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are you, beautiful girl?
I'm Mandy Muden. I'm from London in the United Kingdom.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
Oh.
It's been a rough couple of years, you know what I mean?
And what do you do, Mandy?
I do magic.
Why AGT? Now?
Well, being British, as Simon will back me up to say, I love America. Also, I owe money and had to get out of the UK.
What are you going to do with $1 million if you win?
Well, I'd probably spend it on men.
On men? Okay, we're ready for you. We want to see your magic.
Okay, fantastic. Right, everybody, are you ready to get into a magic mood? Okay, America's Got Talent. Look at this. Four strangers ready to judge me. It's like one of those parties where you throw the car keys into the fishbowl. Heidi,
yes?
Would you just... I've got a bag here,
yes,
full of letters. Could you just reach in and get a few out just to make sure that they're all different? It's very difficult with the gloves on, isn't it? If you just committed a crime and hoping to get away with it.
They all look different.
Lovely. Shove that back. I'll give the bag a bit of a shake. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I want you just to take a letter.
One?
Don't look at it.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Could you take one as well?
Take it out?
Yes, please. And don't look at it. We'll come back to that later. Okay, Sophia, could you do the same? Okay, fantastic. Now, Simon, I'm going to riffle through my book. Could you just stick anything in you like?
Finger?
Yes, a finger would be lovely,
okay.
Simon. Okay, brilliant. Now, Simon, could you look at the page number?
Yes.
And the first word on the page, Simon.
Got it.
Okay, and could you write them down and remember them?
Yes, I can.
Okay, fantastic. I'm just going to pop back up to the stage. Feel free to check me out, Simon. Okay. Right, here we go. Now, Howie, I want you to think of any word at all in the English language.
Okay.
Now, would you be impressed if the word you were thinking of was written on a piece of paper in the bag in front of you?
Yes, more than impressed.
Please open the bag.
It's a dictionary.
Unbelievable. Heidi and Sophia, open your packages. Okay, Heidi, what lovely love story do you have, Heidi?
Mine says 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, now Simon, what page were you on?
70.
Okay, Heidi, could you turn to page 70? I'm just going to go into a trance and read your mind. Here we go. Page 70. Does your word begin with an F?
Yes.
Right, lovely. Now, are you familiar with this word?
Yes, I'm familiar with the word.
Okay. Now, the spirits are telling me that this word ends in I-N-G, okay? Have you done this word today?
Yes.
That's my girl, fantastic. Is your word by any chance, is it fantasizing?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now, Sophia, could you go to 70? Could you look at the last word on page 70, Sophia?
I don't have my glasses. 70.
Okay, Howie, you've got a dictionary there.
Yes.
Could you go to page 330?
Okay.
And could you go down 7 word entries?
7 words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
What's the word?
Loony.
No! It's loony!
Now, Simon, you were thinking of a word, you wrote it down. What was your word?
Eat.
Eat. Howie, you picked a letter.
Could
you
did.
Hold your letter up and shout it out?
It's an E.
An E. E. What do you have there, Heidi?
I have an A.
And what do you have, Sophia?
A T.
Unbelievable!
Surprise!
Oh!
You're so funny, and I didn't expect to have so much fun. Howie?
You're a very good magician. You're funny. I love you. I'm a huge fan of yours. You are the epitome of somebody that deserves to have their own show. I would go see you in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Heidi!
I think that you are adorable, and can I keep this?
Yes, of course.
Simon.
We saw everything, didn't we? I mean, you were mind reading, you were funny, you're very naughty. I really like you.
Oh, thank you.
I do.
So we're gonna vote. Heidi.
It's a yes from me for Mandy.
Oh, thank you so
Simon.
Much.
Simon.
It's a yes.
Howie.
3 yeses.
Oh.
That's amazing.
absolutely in shock. That was amazing. I couldn't believe how he said it. It was like, he's such a hero of mine. I was like, oh my God.
She is great.
Thank you so much. Celebrate.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello. Welcome.
What is your name?
My name is Ryland.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And where are you from?
I'm from England.
So Ryland, okay. Oh yes. He's from England. We know. What is your talent, young man?
Well, I'm a magician.
Ooh.
Wow.
How long you been doing that?
Since I was 2, so 8 years.
Wow.
At 2?
I was born with magical powers, and my dad is a magician, and he gave me some of the magical powers that he didn't need anymore.
Wow.
Okay. And what about the $1 million? If you get it, what would you do with that?
I'll give some to my mom, my sister, and my dad, and spend the rest on Legos.
Ah! Okay. Okay. Let's see what you've got tonight.
Tonight, I would like you to help me create a brand new magic word.
Magic word?
But first, I have gifts. You see, I love drawing and colouring in, and I've drawn you each a picture to look at later. This one's for you, Howie.
All right.
This one's for you, Heidi.
Thank you.
This one's for you, Sophia, and this one's for you, Simon. Now, don't peek inside the envelopes. Don't let anyone else touch them. We'll get back to them later. What you're about to see is amazing, but I can't do it on my own. I need help. Luckily, I have lots of friends that love magic just like me.
Oh, hello there. Hi, friends.
We got a lot of friends.
Wow. I'll let each of you to pick one of my friends, pick one of the numbers, and I'll place it in this holder. You get to choose which position it goes in. There are multiple combinations, and the choices are all yours. We'll start with you, Hi. Please name one of my friends.
Me? Mark.
And would you like the number 7 or 23?
I'll take 7, it's lucky.
And where would you like it to go, 1, 2, 3 or 4?
First, because I'm first.
Okay, so number 1. Heidi, it's your turn.
I choose
Would you like 11 or 26?
11.
And where would you like that to go, 2, 3 or 4?
4.
Thank you, Heidi. Sophie, it's your turn. Which of my friends would you like?
Skylar.
And would you like 24 or 10?
10.
And where would you like it to go? 2 or 3?
2.
Thanks, Sophia. And Simon, which of my friends would you like?
Jordan.
Jordan. And would you like 1 or 15? 1. And we'll try something a little bit different with you. Would you like to put it in last position or swap it out for another one? Okay.
Taking my position. He's taking my position.
Okay. Thanks, Simon. Now, let's look at the drawings you didn't use. As you can see, they're all different. We've got things like Lego, dragons, we've got burgers. So they're all different, yeah?
Yes.
Let's look at the drawings you did choose. You chose a snake, a slice of lime, a house, and some mountains. Each of you had a free choice of which drawing you wanted, and more importantly, where to put it. The snake looks like an S, the lime looks like a C, the house looks like an A, and the mountains look like an M. That spells the word scam, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I said earlier we're going to create a brand new magic word. That can be our magic word. Everyone shout scam as loud as they can on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Scam!
But what if I told you that we knew what the magic word would be before you even picked it? At the beginning of my act, I gave you each a drawing to hold on to. I'd like to take the drawing out of the envelope and show it to everyone. As you can see, they match. As well as having something on the front of their T-shirt, my friends also had something on the back. Look. Word equals scam.
Now, look. Okay, so I'm at AGT. I'm gonna go in, do what I need to do, get out as fast as I can. Okay, let's go. I can't believe I'm actually inside the AGT theater. Right, there's a desk. Better be quick. Can't get caught.
What is he doing?
Some there. Oh God, Sam's gonna hate this. What's that? Oh my God, I've got one. Come on.
Now, you're probably wondering what I did at the desk, Simon. Well, hopefully you're not too mad. Watch this.
Whoa, it's a scam everywhere.
Look, scam, 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 scam. Sorry, Simon.
Hello. What's your name?
Magic Mike Jacobson.
Magic Mike Jacobson. So you're going to be doing magic.
That's right.
Well, what a coincidence to have that name and to be doing
pretty
what
convenient.
You do.
Pretty convenient. Yeah. The movie was loosely based on my life.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been doing magic?
I, like, did magic everywhere I could, from, like, my home to barbershops and everywhere in between, and eventually kind of just, like, rose and rose and rose and... would love to keep doing it, you know? So that's perfect.
Okay. And how old are you?
36.
36. And where are you from?
L.A.
And how do you make a living? Do you make a living doing magic?
Not yet. I work in advertising by day, but this performance will determine whether I can quit.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
No pressure.
Yeah, no big deal. But actually a huge deal for me.
Well, let's see what you do. Are you nervous?
Exactly. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm also just excited to be here.
Well, wish you the best of luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to share something with you all tonight that every magician has, but no magician will show you for some reason. It's this. It's an invisible deck of cards. It's a bit hard to see in this light. What I'm going to do is I'm going to burn the invisible deck from 52 all the way down to 1. At the end, Simon, you're going to be a hero, as you always are in my heart. And you're going to save one of the remaining cards from burning, but it depends on what Heidi and Sophia decide. Heidi, take that match. I don't want you to strike it and stare into the flame. Let's just say there's two groups, number cards and face cards. We need to decide whether you want to start to burn all the numbers or all the faces. Blow it out when you're ready.
Am I telling you?
Yes, please.
All the faces.
The faces are now in the fire. You can pass the box over to Sophia. Sophia, take your match, okay? Left in the fire, we've got jacks, queens, kings. Okay, the only way to divide those up would be, yeah, men and women. I want you to burn that match. Tell us, do you want to burn all the men? Or do you want to burn all the women to a crisp?
Oh, the men.
That was a very quick decision. You go ahead, you blow it out. And you can pass that to Simon. You're going to save one of the remaining cards from burning. All we have left are the four queens. Queen of hearts, queen of spades, queen of clubs, queen of diamonds. We're going to light that match. And whenever you're ready, blow it out. I want you to draw with that match the suit of the queen that you want to save. Hearts, spades, clubs, or diamonds. Is that a diamond? Here's the thing, are you sure? Simon, if you shake the matchbox, do you hear something in there? Open that up for us. Because in all of your hands the entire time, there's been nothing but one card sitting inside there, protected by a paperclip. I want to make sure, singed, like it's been in a bit of a fire. You guys could have saved whatever you wanted to, but you and you and you decided together to save the Queen of Diamonds. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
No.
I appreciate that very much, but This is America's Got Talent. I'm here to take this to the next level. And so, Howie, I don't know if you noticed, but there's an invisible deck of cards right next to your cup. Howie, if you would, I want you to just shuffle the deck for me, please. But you might want to take it out of the box first. Oh. Thank you.
Stupid me.
Great. And now feel free to show off all your shuffling skills. Just make sure it's really mixed. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That was very impressive.
He's so good.
Howie, you grow.
Now, Howie, what I want you to do is just fan out the deck to yourself and pick out any card you want. Don't show me, but remember it. Make sure everyone can see it. Great. Howie, if there's an invisible Sharpie right next to your cup, sign the back of the card for me, just with your first name.
Okay.
Great, I don't want to see it. And now, take the card, slide it right back in, put that all back in the box, and then throw it right back up to me whenever you're ready. Perfect. Now, you, just minor miracles, it's fine. Howie, you shuffled the deck.
Yes.
You picked a card, you all saw it. For the very first time, what's the card that you picked?
10 of clubs.
I want to clarify something. You and I have never met, correct?
Never.
Nobody came up to you before the show, said anything?
No.
For the very first time, I'm going to open this up. You said the 10 of clubs, correct?
I did.
Because every single card in here is face up, except for one. One card with a signature on it. Howie, can you confirm, is that your signature?
It is.
Will you flip that over for me?
Are you kidding me?
Is that your card? Thank you very much.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Thank you.
And he kept all his clothes on.
Heidi, what do you think?
I mean, the audience was so quiet. I haven't heard this audience this quiet all day. I mean, we were all like, like hanging by every word that was coming out of your mouth, and it was incredible.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Really cool.
I'm like mesmerized. It was like fantastic, and it was funny at the beginning also with the invisible part.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm gonna make a prediction. No more advertising jobs for you. Because this is what I think you were born to do. Genuinely.
Thank you.
Yes!
Thank you so much.
I gotta say, and you know, people at home are always skeptical because they think, I swear to you, nobody here was in on this. This is my signature. That was incredible. I loved it, you know? I think it was really good, and I think you're really good.
I'm gonna start the voting with a yes.
It's a yes for me too.
Sophia?
Yes!
And Simon,
4 yeses! Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Magic Mike! Oh, my God! Listen, how are you feeling? Tell me.
I feel amazing. I feel like I've had so much stress all day, and now I feel like so pumped.
That is crazy.
That's my signature, too.
Is it your signature?
It is my signature.
That's crazy, Tom.
It is crazy. I know, I want to keep this.